Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. We're taking off hour number two of the show here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Plenty of time for your phone calls. And that's what the show's about. Maybe it's a political issue. Maybe a personal problem. Something you want to get off your chest. A rant. We're here for you. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. You can shoot us an email at ftl@freetalklive.com. And, of course, you can join us online and grab the archives of the show. If you miss a moment, never fear. We got the last 6 days for you there. Right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. In fact, we go back even farther than 6 days. If you scroll past day number six, you'll find a link to our friends over at downloadradio.org. And over at downloadradio.org, you'll find months worth of Free Talk Live, all of it for free. So go check it out, freetalklive.com.
Wait, I've got something important to say.
Do you?
Oh, really?
This is a first.
Yeah, this will be good.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project.
Wow, that is important.
It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll free at 1-888-532-532. 4604.
Toll free without cost to me?
No cost to you.
Wow.
Or you can go free again, freestateproject.org.
That's fantastic.
Freestateproject.org.
All righty. So you call in about whatever you want. Our number is 800-259-9231. Torgo, you said during the break to us that you had a secret announcement.
Well, yeah, kind of.
But it's not going to be a secret anymore because you're going to announce it right here.
Right. It's just happy news from my personal life.
Oh, okay.
Now, I know that some of the people that I know personally are going to have questions that are best answered off-air, but
okay.
Overall, just for everyone to know, I'm very, very happy because I have very recently gotten engaged.
Oh, my.
Really? Yeah. I suppose that deserves some of this. Does it?
Yes.
It's a happy thing,
this
yes?
is a good
okay,
thing.
Good.
A very good thing.
Any guy I know?
Well, I knew that you said that when you're only half awake, you normally agree to anything. So I waited until you were out. And no.
Oh, my.
No, I'm sorry. The girl I've been seeing for a little over a year, well, about a year and a half at this point. Yep, we are now engaged.
Wow.
And we'll be getting married December of next year.
Are you going to...
That's a long engagement.
Now, you're a reverend, correct?
I can't legally perform my own wedding ceremony.
Oh, so you're going to go with one of those legal marriages, huh?
Well, yeah.
Didn't you learn your lesson the first time?
Well,
thank goodness you didn't have a house to take or anything like that.
Right. I know. Well, our divorce was also good.
That's true. You were on good terms. You're still on good
terms. We're still on good terms. We're great friends. Talked to her today, actually.
Good, good. And that's fortunate for you.
Yep.
Because it doesn't work out that way for a lot of people.
And she's the ex-wife is very, very happy for the fiancé and I.
So. Right. Yeah, you all get along fairly well. So that's good. And your fiancé is a Free State Project member. We
yes,
might want to mention
is.
That. Which is an excellent
good news.
Bonus.
Which is good, so I won't have any sort of, you know, Manwich-style issues going on in
yeah.
my life. Where
yeah.
Manwich's wife is not a Free State Project member.
Should be interesting when the show moves.
Or supporter,
yeah.
or anything along those lines.
And it wasn't like you hid that from her or anything before you got married, Manwich. Mm, she married
really
you knowing you were going to go to New Hampshire someday, and she has not yet committed to come with you.
That's
so
true.
You're going to have a interesting marriage within a few years. Her down in Florida, you in New Hampshire.
Currently,
how's that going to work?
Her mom lives in Sarasota, and her dad lives in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Her dad works most of the time in Chicago and comes down to Sarasota on his free time. So they have it works that way in her family. So it's not unusual for her.
So do you think she'll be coming up to visit you?
I'm certain.
Okay. That's good. Seems a little awkward to me.
Sorry, guys, I can't go out this weekend. My wife's coming to visit.
Like I go out.
800-259-9231.
Can't go to karaoke on Sunday.
Well, I do like karaoke.
800-259-9231. You really must love her, man. Which
I do.
All right. So, email. We got an email from Brian. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. He says, hello. I've been listening to podcasts. I haven't been listening to podcasts for very long, only a few weeks. But among my favorites, I definitely count yours.
Well, thank you.
I'm a Republican. We're so sorry, Brian. But I have a very open mind, and I don't follow along like a sheep. Like most, just to prove my patriotism, especially in dealing...
Well, I'm a registered Republican.
Right.
So, I mean, you know,
okay,
I can
enough.
Say I'm a Republican.
Especially in dealing with the term of W. I think in a lot of ways I'm more Republican just because I disagree so much with the Democrats. I believe a man is self-made. And
I agree
with that, yes. And as a citizen, it's not my job to walk around with my hand out and a chip on my shoulder waiting for the government to give me what I need.
We concur.
I am discovering liberalism to be a fresh breath to my philosophies. I think he means libertarianism.
Yes.
I know.
Possibly. He could mean liberalism,
well,
though.
He could mean classical liberalism, sure, because that's sure. Technically, I mean, these words are
paleo,
so...
Paleo-conservatism.
Yeah, all of these words are so... they're inaccurate these days.
Mm-hmm.
I know for the most part you guys are pro-legalizing drugs, but one thing that makes me wonder is, what is your view on NAMBLA?
It's an excellent question.
I believe that stands for the North American Man-Boy Love Association.
Yes.
Yep. Which Pastor Fred Phelps is just vehemently against.
Oh, that's the guy with the Hate Gays website?
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
I think NAMBLA is just out. It's just a PR campaign. I wonder whether this organization is real or not.
Right. I think it's probably a registered organization that was registered by probably right-wing Christian groups.
You think so?
So that they have something to rail against.
Right. Could be. I mean, it could be for real. Didn't they claim there was like a NAMBLA cruise one time? And
were they going to Singapore? Or not Singapore, Thailand?
Singapore. I don't think that would fly in Singapore, man.
Singapore is a bad place to go.
Yeah. I don't
know.
Not
a lot of Singapore tourism.
The idea, in case you've never heard of NAMBLA before, the idea is that it's older men, or just men, who have a sexual preference for young
boys.
Boys.
Probably
10 and under.
Pre-pubescent boys.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like an organization for Catholic priests, basically. Some Catholic priests.
Some Catholic priests.
Would you like to hear my
or
opinion?
Or other pedophiles.
Yes.
Or would you like to give your opinion and have me rail against it?
You go first, Manwich.
I think that the act, in my libertarian utopia, the act of an adult having sex with a child, and by adult I mean someone over the age of 18 having sex with a child, and by that I mean somebody under the age of 18 with a certain amount of stipulations, like, you know, if you're within 2 years or 3 years, whatever, right? But there's the law is clearly set out on this. The law is already in place on this stuff.
Yes, and it clearly prevents statutory rape. Clearly, the law.
It doesn't prevent it.
Oh,
no.
You're right, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
But I don't have a problem with... The fact is, an 11-year-old child cannot make a judgment as to whether or not he wants to have sex with an adult. That's it.
Probably not. He probably can't really even get it up anyway.
Oh, yeah, they can.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, well, let's not get into that discussion on the air, really, if you don't mind.
So, an organization that propagates this sort of behavior would be illegal in my mind.
You would ban the organization.
It's
an organization that simply exists to, give moral support to these guys.
Sure enough. I would also ban the How to Be a Better Bank Robber organization, too.
So you would ban information on creating bombs on the internet, ban poison information, that sort of anything that anyone could be dangerous with. Any dangerous information you would ban, right?
I don't know about bombs. That sort of falls under the Second Amendment.
In Manwich's fascist America. Torgo, your thoughts on Manwich's thoughts.
See, my issue is, I agree with Manwich that an 11-year-old, in most cases, is not capable of making an informed decision as to whether or not...
Majority of the cases, like all the cases that you could ever think of.
Okay, so, but there probably are one or two exceptions. I can't think of any, but there probably are out there. You have to account for them. There are no absolutes.
Gotcha.
I will agree with Manwich that for the majority of cases, an 11-year-old cannot make a well-informed decision mm-hmm. as to whether or not they should be having sex
with an adult.
With an adult. But if that kid's parents make the decision that their child is capable of, you know, being able to handle sex, then sure. You know, if the parents approve it, I'm good with it.
Sex with an adult?
With an adult, sure.
What? No, that just creates white slavery. I hate the term white slavery. The term, because, I mean, anybody can be involved in white slavery, any color. But that's just prostituting your kids.
Well, sure, but what's wrong with that?
It's wrong.
I think I have a problem with prostituting your kids because I don't believe the kids should be property. Well, I think we all three disagree on this. We're going to come back with more. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231.
I was misunderstood. I'll clarify.
All right, Madam
Torgo.
More coming back.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity. With several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic, you can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the show. We're here, the Friday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind, or maybe something somewhere in between, which is, I think, where we're at right now, in that in-between zone. 800-259-9231. You can email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com. Go vote for us over at podcastalley.com. In fact, you can get straight to the voting page just by going to vote.freetalklive.com, podcastalley.com, the number one site, undisputed number one site for ranking the podcasts of the world. Out of 4,500-something podcasts, we are in the top five, thanks to your votes. So go and help us out. It's only once a month that you have to vote, and you don't have to. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com and help us out. It's real easy.
Podcast Alley has the best scam on the internet. That's so great.
What do you mean, scam?
Well, Podcast Alley is the number one site for podcast rankings because they were one of the first around, and so all of these podcasts were getting ranked on that site.
Right.
So in their podcasts, they're like, vote for us at Podcast Alley. Podcast Alley gets probably, I don't know, 12, 13,000 free mentions a week on podcasts everywhere.
Yeah.
Every podcast that's created then continues to promote Podcast Alley in order to promote themselves.
Thank goodness. I mean, it's a good thing, and it's a good thing we're on the top of the charts because there's a lot of people going to that site.
So Chris, I think his name
is. Chris McIntyre.
Yeah. Very wise. Good job.
Absolutely. He probably didn't even realize what he was getting into until, you know, it started happening.
Right.
So 800...
And his title on the site is The Furf?
Yeah. He calls himself the podcast librarian.
What is... But The Furf is what he...
That's his username on the
bulletin board. What is a
furf? What's a big snaz? It doesn't matter. That's my username. Doesn't mean anything. Doesn't have to.
800-259-9231. What's manwich?
Manwich is a thick and hearty tomato substance.
I didn't know that for a good year and a half.
No, that's the funniest thing.
Ian thought it was a gay joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, no idea. What a dolt.
I didn't know what my own co-host name was
what
about.
What a nin-cow poop.
All right, so we were talking about NAMBLA. Let's get back into this here. We were talking about NAMBLA. One of our emailers wanted to know what the libertarian position on NAMBLA was. Well, none of us are speaking for the Libertarian Party ever on this show. I want to make it clear. This is not a show that's designed to push the Libertarian Party. So none of these are the right opinion, per se, in regards to what the party would think. Now, Manwich, you think that there should be age limits and restrictions on how old someone can have sex with another person, age of consent restrictions, that sort of thing. You don't think they should necessarily be what they are today, but you have the Manwich set of rules that you think should be applied.
I think they're pretty close.
Now, Torgo, you clarified that you think that families should be able to allow their children to have sex with other people. Is that right?
Right. I think the parents should be able to make that. Now, before the break, you two seemed to get the idea that I was saying that the parents should be able to make the decision for the child as such that if the child doesn't want to, the parent still says they're going to, and then they're then forcing their children into it. No, that I'm not okay with. But if, you know, the child comes to their parent and says, this guy wants to do this to me, is that okay? And the mom says, well, yeah, sure, if you want him to. Well, then that's fine.
You know, that brings me to the question. That brings me to the question, which we've addressed before and we've vehemently disagreed. Do parents own their children?
I've never thought parents owned their children. I do think that parents are... Now, I'm going to say this, and it's going to sound like it counteracts my opinion on the NAMBLA thing, but I really don't think it does. I feel that parents are responsible for their children's well-being.
Okay.
But I don't think they own them.
I think they have dominion over their children.
Dominion?
Dominion.
That's kind of a different way of saying ownership, right? I mean, if you have dominion, you have control.
They are dominant over. They have control. Dominant.
Right.
They can make the decisions as to whether or not.
But you don't think they can make the decision as to whether or not they should be forced to have sexual relations. Should they be able to make the decision to force their kids to mow the lawn?
Yes.
What's the difference?
It's a big difference.
Okay, now, I want to ask you, there is a big difference, and the only reason I'm going to say there's a big difference, when was the last time you heard of anyone being emotionally scarred for life because they had to mow a lawn? Other than when they had a bizarre mower mishap where they maybe tripped and the riding mower came at their face.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I did have a friend who hated the idea that his dad made him pull weeds.
Mm.
Almost broke down crying about it.
Well, and I think
right,
okay.
But did he ever go and shoot up a fertilizer store?
No.
Okay. I think it's okay to have your kids do household chores because that's how they pay the rent, right? I mean, they're living in your house, and you get them to take out the trash.
Torgo's saying they could pay the rent some other way, too. The hook is.
Well, I'm with Torgo, I think, on this one. I think that, first of all, I think it's number one, and Torgo, you didn't mention this, but it's parents' responsibility to know what their kids are doing. Look, if you don't want little Johnny having sex with the priest, don't let the priest alone with little Johnny. You keep your eyes on your kids and don't let them go into the rectory with the priest or go into the strange man's house down the street. And then you're going to claim, Manwich, that, oh, well, kids, parents can't watch their kids all the time.
They can't.
Well, then maybe they should move to a neighborhood where there's no sexual predators guaranteed, like where all the parents are stringently screened. And, I mean, seriously, teach your kids the right thing. When I was a kid, first of all, I was never presented with the opportunity to get into a car with a stranger with candy, but I was taught to not do that sort of thing.
Yeah, not that I know of either.
I was taught to not do that. And they have.
I had a weird thing when I was turned 18 at the library, though. Very, very odd.
Somebody tried to pick you up?
Yeah, pretty much. You want to hear the story?
Were they using red licorice?
No, they weren't.
Why, so, is that his favorite or something?
I have no idea.
I was at the library doing my book report. It was my senior thesis in high school on the fall of the House of Usher.
Okay.
And I picked up some books. I was reading them at the four-person table.
Strange book.
And, it is a little weird. Yeah. Buried Alive and all that stuff.
Right.
Reading the book, and a man sat down diagonal from me. And he just gave me the creeps.
Mm-hmm.
So I picked up my book.
Was he looking at you?
I took one, put it away on the shelf, got another book, sat down, took my book bag and sat down at a different table. Read my book.
Right.
He got up, put a book away, got a different book, sat down, table diagonal.
Right.
Well, I was thoroughly freaked.
Was he glancing at you throughout this entire...
It was weird. Yeah, like he was weird at me, looking at me and that kind of thing. Yeah.
Okay.
So I took my stuff. I checked out these books that I wanted to read, and I went out to my car. And at 18 years old, I weighed about 127 pounds.
Okay.
I was just a thin child. And
like me.
I've seen a picture of you at that age. You were hot.
Yeah, thanks.
And I was this when you had your mohawk?
Dream.
Did you have your mohawk then, too?
No, I did not.
Actually, I'm going to post a picture of you at that age on the BBS.
How'd you get that?
I was sent it by a high school friend of yours.
Really?
We're not.
Yes, I was.
You were. It must have been Pod.
Yeah, it was, as a matter of fact.
99666.
One of our message boards. All right, go ahead.
Anyway.
I can't wait to see this.
God. So I got in
the car. You should post that in the Amplifier forum.
I will.
There you go.
I got in my car, but I had a 1969 Volvo with Stromberg carburetors on it, and they were only good. They would only work if you let them sit for a couple of hours and cool off. You couldn't just turn off the car and then turn it back on. So I'm like, trying to start the car. And
you hadn't been doing much research then because you weren't in there very long.
No, but the guy freaked me out. I wanted to leave.
Right.
And I was hoping the car would start.
Right.
And he comes out, gets into his 1981 faux wood paneled station wagon. And said,
oh, no.
Hey, you want to come to my house and watch some movies or something?
He said that to you?
Yes. Hey, you want to come to my house and watch some movies or something?
I got a laser disc player.
No, thanks.
From inside his car.
Go.
He was in his car.
Yeah.
Wow.
What did he do? Did he leave?
Did he wait
for you to leave?
I can't really remember. I put my car into neutral and like rolled into the street trying to make it
look like you were going somewhere.
I was so freaked out.
800-259-9231. He probably would have just been safer to stay in the library. What was he going to do to you?
Probably true. But
more coming back. Free Talk Live, your childhood molester stories. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Family friendly.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
I am a woman, and I care what I look like. Now when I look in the mirror, I don't like what I see. It seems that I have to fight to keep the weight off. When my husband looks at other women, it makes me crazy. I want him to look at me that way. Is it hopeless? Sometimes. I just feel like giving up.
Judy Singer's Metasystem can help you lose the weight you want and increase energy. Our balanced program focuses on teaching you healthy eating habits, getting your body moving, and motivating your mind to reach your goals. And our counselors are available by phone 7 days a week.
I'm Judy Singer, and I've been helping people just like you achieve their weight loss and health goals for over 20 years.
Our products and programs are customized specifically for you with an all-natural approach. Call now for a free 3-day supply. 866-371-8555. 866-371-8555. 866-371-8555.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
As always, your calls are what come first here on the show, so whatever's on your mind goes, take control. And don't forget, you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We get all kinds of good stuff on the website for you, including live streaming, the broadband version of the show, the not-so-broadband. For those of you on dial-up, we've got a version for you as well. Go check it out. It's free, just like everything is at freetalklive.com. And we're talking about Chester the Molester, something that apparently, Manwich, you had a little bit of a brush with when you were a young man, 18 years old, fresh-faced teen.
A strapping young buck.
Yes.
I don't know if I was strapping.
Well, he liked him your way, apparently.
Yes, he did.
And
skinny and pimpled.
He just wanted to break you over his knee. That's what it was.
He was stalking you in a library, and he ended up following you outside, inviting you to come back to his house.
Stalking's not exactly the right. He was acting weird.
He was following you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was old enough at this point to make any decision I wanted to make.
That's true.
18 years
you
old.
Could have gone home with him and watched some movies.
Or made some movies.
He probably would have given you some alcohol for free.
I'm sure, but alcohol wasn't that damn valuable to me. I could get it any time I wanted.
At 18, you were breaking the law, Manwich.
So?
Shame on you.
Didn't stop me.
So, I don't know. I don't have any stalking stories to tell, but what
never
brought
got out of the house.
Up, what brought all this up was the NAMBLA issue. We had a person, Brian, email us at ftl@freetalklive.com wondering what the pro-freedom position is on NAMBLA. Well, I think that, you know, in a free market, you would have...
In a free market? Oh, here we go.
I think that you would have private protection agencies, maybe, of some sort. And again, there's no way to know for sure how the market would deal with a situation like this. It might just be the fact that, you know, if you mess with somebody's kid and word gets out about it, that somebody's going to come beat you up. I mean, that could very well be the punishment for the crime. Look, you mess with somebody's kid, daddy's going to come by and have some words with you, you know, as opposed to the police.
Well, I certainly would support that.
Yeah. And that would be the risk that someone like that would be taking. And again, parents, you're taking a risk when you let your kids outside of the house without any sort of parental involvement. Look, if you don't want to pay attention to what your kids are doing, there's a chance they're going to get caught up with some jerk, some scumbag lowlife like this. So the first thing, the most important thing, is for parents to be careful. But again, I don't like the idea of being forced to pay for jail time for somebody like this. So maybe in a society different from ours, in a free market society, we've already talked about restitution. You know, if this person was caught and charged with this crime, and you mentioned, man, which I don't know what you called it, but community policing, where constabular policing, where
constables.
Only an individual could charge another individual with a crime? Can you explain that?
Well, this is the way things used to be.
Because I think that's important.
Constabular police would, for instance, if Torgo assaulted me with a microphone,
right.
I could go to the police, excuse me, police officer, I've just been assaulted with a microphone. And then he would go arrest Torgo for assaulting me with a microphone.
Right.
Well, then I'm in trouble because I've assaulted you with my microphone on several occasions.
I don't think we need to take the show there.
Moving on. People have heard it.
So anyway, and at any point, I could say, you know, Torgo's a pretty good guy, and he probably just got out of hand a little bit.
Right.
I think I'd like to drop the charges against Torgo.
I take it back.
And I take it back. And then the police would release him. The police simply followed orders from the citizens. You know, right. Like I pressed
you
a charge.
You were the client.
I pressed a charge, as
point.
It were. And but now the way things would be is I would, you know, say, hey, this Torgo assaulted me with a microphone. And then the police, when I dropped the charges, they'd pick them right back up. The state would.
Right.
So you're charged by this non-entity, the state, the city, you know, the county. This thing that doesn't exist charges you.
Right, and that's because it's all about moving people through the system, getting them in jail, locking them up, and then increasing the police budget so they get more money. For every person they get in jail, they get more money coming in. So they've got this perverse incentive to keep doing this. Now, if it was a system that you're talking about, constabulary police, or a competitive free market police where you're actually a client, and then you say, look, I don't want your services anymore, let the guy go. In that case, that would probably save a lot of guys some hassle, especially with all these underage teenage girls.
That charge them and then change their minds.
Right, seducing guys and accidentally spilling the beans to their parents.
Right.
Because I'm sorry. I mean, anybody who's been out in public has seen these girls. 16, 17 years old, they look like they're 23, 22.
I actually have a very close friend who had a personal experience with something like that. He was 19, and he was dating a girl who said that she was 16, which in this area, that is legal.
That is correct.
True. And so she said that she was 16, and from all we knew, and we knew some of her friends and everything, and her friends were vouching for her. So anyway, of all the people we knew, there was no reason for us at that point to disbelieve her age.
Right.
Well, they ended up getting involved with each other, and they ended up sleeping together.
Right.
And we found out later on that the girl was 13 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
God. 13 years old. And then her parents found out, and there was all kinds of threats being made.
Mm.
Luckily, no one called anyone involved in law enforcement, because if that had happened under this old system, if the parents called the police and got them involved and then realized what had happened, they could always withdraw the charges. Now, that couldn't take place. If the parents, like, what? This 19-year-old guy did something to our little 13-year-old girl? They called the police because that was their first, you know.
They're emotional.
Yep, that's their first knee-jerk emotional reaction. They call the police. Later on, they find out what happened. They find out she lied to him about how old she was, and they find out what really took place.
None of that matters in court.
Does not matter. He had sex with a 13-year-old girl, and he's going to jail.
You know, all of these issues are very, very sensitive, and there are always so many different circumstances around them. And so I think it's hard to nail it down to one law or another. And I think that getting back to systems like what we're talking about, this constabulary police, also getting back to restitution, which is important. That's another reason why the cops are the way they are today, which is arrest as many people as possible, get as many people in the system as possible, because all the rewards are for them. No, nobody gets the people that are being punished by the jail system, they're not paying back their victim. Their victims are paying to keep them in jail.
That's true.
The parents of the 11-year-old boy that was molested by some scumbag are now paying extra money to keep the scumbag in prison.
Yeah.
That's not right at all. And then when the 11-year-old gets out, grows up and gets a job, he's going to be paying to keep his person.
He's
the
victimized twice.
Exactly. Whereas if the person who did the victimizing is to pay the person back, and again, this would be depending on what a jury decided. So if you were molested at age 11 and a jury decided that was worth $100,000 because of all the mental damage it did to you, then that guy would be sitting in jail until he paid back $100,000 worth of value to you. And that would make it at least somewhat right again. You could never obviously give back to that person what they lost in that.
What if somebody was very, very wealthy though? Shouldn't there be a certain amount of punishment too?
That would be up to the jury to decide.
I mean, you could still have punishment under a system like that. The convicts would work for money and pay for their rent.
That's true. Pay for their spot in the jail.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You could still have punishment. I mean,
you could.
You know, a judge could still give 10 years for molesting that little boy.
That's true. Or it could be like a Michael Jackson case where the parents might just say, well, it could be 10 years and $100,000 or $10 million.
I
let the parties decide.
Seems pretty sick to me.
Obviously it's sick, but you're not those parents, are you? You know, raise your kids right, and then you won't have to deal with it in the future. 800-259-9231. There's no...
You made it just sound like the kid had something to do with getting raped.
Yeah. I could raise myself a real good replacement kid on $10 million. I'll tell you that right now.
800-259-9231. There's no solid answers here, but one thing is for sure, the current system...
I had a nice solid answer.
The current system doesn't work. More coming back. Free Talk Live. Take control. 800-259-9231.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become the world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcast. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, the Friday night edition. You take control of the show and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff on there for you. Go and check it out, the bulletin board system with thousands of posts, hundreds of users interacting. It's absolutely free. freetalklive.com. And by the way, we're brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. Let me wrap up this email from Brian. He was concerned about NAMBLA and how a society based on liberty would approach an organization like that. And he says, and I'm not sure exactly what he meant by this. His exact wording is, I just wonderful if a man chooses and a boy chooses. He's talking about a man, you know, getting together.
I think it's just wonderful.
I guess that's what he means. Is it the government's, even on a state or local level, government's responsibility to step in and say no to certain things? I think he's saying it is the government's responsibility to step in and say no to certain things. Some are obvious, like murder and stealing. Thanks for your time. A happy fan, Brian. Should the government step in and say no to certain behaviors? Or should it be left to the community to decide? And I think that the community can handle it, especially if you've got a molester, you know, that you know about in your neighborhood. We've talked about ostracism on this show before, and I personally think that that's far more powerful than jail time. I think social ostracism can actually get people to behave correctly in the first place, which is why you don't see people running down the street naked. Because, Torgo, we know you would like to do it, but you resist the urges.
It's not so much that I fear being ostracized. It's just that I actually do have a general amount of care for my fellow man, and I wouldn't want to subject them to it.
You wouldn't want to harm anyone.
Exactly.
Well, there are some, you know, some people who, might consider doing that, except for the fact that their neighbors might think less of them at that point.
So what are you suggesting? Like banishment or just a generally accepted shunning of someone?
That's exactly right.
Just some sort of stipulation where if you see this person walking down the street, you're required by law to turn your back to them?
No, there would not be a law involved.
Ian doesn't do laws.
I understand that. So just a generally accepted agreement among society to turn your back to them and spit on them when they walk by?
No, that would be an infringement upon their personal space.
I see. Don't spit on them when they walk by.
But refuse to sell them food. Refuse to sell them, gas. Just basically let them know you're angry with the choices they've made in their life, and you hope that they would resolve those choices, in which case you might decide to do business with them in the future.
That wouldn't be that big of a deal, because then there would still be stores to cater then, specifically to the ostracized
people. The molester stores?
Exactly. There would be, you know, the ostracized grocery store, where things might cost a little bit more, but...
Could be.
You know, where else are you going to go? You'd start
one, too, wouldn't you? You would open one up.
I would. Why not take advantage of their plight?
Okay.
It's about time they got to go to effing, too.
that makes sense. That's the free market in action right there.
Exactly.
You can sell them the shoddiest quality products, too, at the highest prices.
I might then be ostracized by the other stores, but you know what? Right. Who needs them? I'm still raking it in from the molesters and the cokeheads.
Anyway, whatever. What we have today just doesn't work very well.
Why doesn't it work?
It doesn't work because we're all getting victimized twice. We already went over this.
Okay,
sandwich.
That part I agree with.
Restitution. You agree with having restitution as opposed to the system we have today? Where an offender pays back his victim and or the family if there's no victim left.
Right.
Because that's the right way to do things. So, 800-259-9231. Manwich, where are we going to go next?
Well, I... got an interesting little story out of S2Report.com. Mm. I read it every day, and I kind of like it. Protecting the McBrand. For years, Malcolm McBratney, an Australian IP attorney. What's IP mean?
Intellectual property.
Okay. Has used his nickname. I just want to make sure. That okay. There's I.
Also known as Monopoly Privilege.
But there's one that has to do with like the computer guy.
Stop it.
IT guy.
Stop it.
The IT guy. That's what I was getting.
Okay.
Has used his nickname, McBrat. Of course, his name is McBrat, mm-hmm. to sponsor a community rugby team. The Brisbane Irish. That name and matching logo appear on team shirts. But when he went to register his nickname and logo as a trademark with IP Australia, that country's trademark office, he was blocked by the fast food giant McDonald's, which claimed that McBratney's nickname was too similar to their McKids trademark.
Wait, what was he registering for? I missed the...
McBrat.
I know, but what was the business supposed to be? Does that have anything to do with it?
He went to register the nickname and the logo as a trademark.
For a rugby team.
Rugby team. Okay. McBrats. Was too close to McKids, right? McBrats.
No, actually, they were called the what? What was the name of the team? It was actually in there.
It's the Brisbane Irish.
Yeah. McBrats Brisbane Irish.
Aha. Uh-huh. Yes. So, McBratney filed a lawsuit against McDonald's, claiming that it was trying to monopolize everything that might begin with Mick. As a result, it's unfair to the many mix of Irish and Scottish heritage. I think it's just Irish heritage, by the way. I think.
There's mix and Max, but, you know.
Max.
But anyway. They're still kind of pronounced like McGregor and McDonald's and whatever.
McDonald's says it's just protecting its image and brand. I just think it's kind of interesting.
It's in court in Australia right now.
Right.
So, now that's not going to have any bearing on what goes on over here, but it's McDonald's. It sounds like they would do the same thing here if someone tried something similar. And they're not saying that they want to monopolize the Mick label. They just want to monopolize Mick Child and Mick Brat and Mick Punk.
Right,
and
exactly.
That's just the best they could come up with. That's
Mick Whippersnapper.
Yeah. Which I think is just totally asinine, and I hope they lose, personally. I really do. How do you feel about that?
Well, the guy's name's McBratney, and his nickname is McBrat.
Are they going to make him change his nickname? Like, you can't use that nickname anymore. Ever.
Well, if Torgo's nickname was Grimace, I think that they might have a claim on that.
800-259-9231. More coming back. This is your show.
Yeah.
Take control of the airwaves.
You think so, Manwich?
Don't start. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea. The Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy field should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog, toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got the AMP program there. You sign up. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. We're asking you for $3 a month. That's it. And we're not going to withhold any streaming or any archives or anything like that. All of the website features are going to be free from here on out. But if you want to help us spread the show, if you want to help us get more affiliates, more radio station affiliates, more internet listeners, spread the word of liberty and freedom here on Free Talk Live, you can join us at amp.freetalklive.com. And in fact, if we reach a certain goal with the AMP program, we will reduce our commercial time by 25%.
Yes,
so
we
it
will.
Literally gives you the opportunity to buy out the commercial time on the show and replace it with more show time.
That's true.
We've had over 50 of our listeners do it so far at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, to Johnson. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. I know you kind of moved on to the Mick whatever thing, but I wanted to comment on the NAMBLA issue. Still.
Yes, sir.
Right. We know you're a member, so.
Right. Well, you know.
Founding member.
Sometimes I feel like that with you, my roommate there, Dorgo. Like, I'm so small in comparison. I feel like it's like a man-boy love relationship. Anyway.
I don't want to know any more than that. Just stop. Go on with your comments.
Okay, so no, what I was going to say is, you know, as far as the whole parents being able to decide what to, what their children should be allowed to do, you know, I think that parents should be allowed, you know, if kids, you know, and yes, as weird as that would sound, yes, kids should be able to be involved in NAMBLA if they want, you know, if that's what the kid wants and that's what the family wants, then they should be allowed to do it. And I think most people have a gut reaction to that because it's something sexual or whatnot. But just to, just to clarify that, you know, it's a cultural thing. And what's going on right now is people wanting to express their views of how culture is. And yes, there's a pretty widely shared view that, you know, kids shouldn't be involved in anything sexual. But look at all the things that we do in our culture that are acceptable. Beating your kid with a belt, for example, or...
It's against the law.
Well, no, not necessarily.
No, it's not. Well, I suppose if you paddle the child, beating and paddling to me are different things.
Okay, paddling your child with a belt, smacking your child across the face with your open hand, you know, basically hitting your kid, circumcision, that's okay to... to circumcise a child.
One thing is for sure, what culture has accepted has certainly changed over time.
Yeah, and I'm just, those types of things are acceptable now. And all I'm saying is that there are certain things that are accepted that are far more horrific.
Interesting. Good point, Johnson.
And that's, again, it's a cultural perspective. It really is.
And if you don't want to live around me, if you find out that people like this are living around you and you don't like that influence, go move. That's
right. Now,
the molesters move together. Have a party with one another.
That'd be a great ad. That'd be a great ad. Shady Acres. We're a molester-free neighborhood.
Yeah. And the only reason we find these things horrific is because it's cultural. We find it horrific because of the way we were raised.
Johnson, I've got a question for you here. Johnson, I got a question. Why am I wasting my time being on this show with you perverts? That's what I want to know.
When none of us wants to have sex with little boys, it's just,
you
want to
let them.
Look, anyway, Johnson, final comments?
Yeah, if it was, I don't think, Manwich, you would be having this reaction if it were more common for people to be, if kids were raised more sexually, you wouldn't have this issue with it. It wouldn't be a problem. It would be less of a cultural...
There is no doubt that we are sexually repressed as a culture in this country, and that's where some of this comes from. Thanks for the call, Johnson. We appreciate it. And nobody's ever going to be happy. I mean, everybody's got their different set of, I think, sexual rules and what they consider acceptable, and I don't think it's acceptable to force that on others. It's been Ian here with you.
And Torgo, don't worry, man. If you hang around for a second, I'll expand your horizons.
More coming back tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, freetalklive.com. See you.
U.S. Gold.